Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Oh my goodness. We celebrated Mother's Day on yesterday, and I know that you had a wonderful time. I don't even have to ask if you did. So we just praise God for all of our mothers and for all that you do. Father, we thank you for this day, for this moment, for this opportunity. Be with us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We celebrated Mother's Day on yesterday. So I want us to look at the story of an amazing mother. But before she became a mother, she needed resurrection power in her life. She knew it was real. And when she accessed it, resurrection power not only changed her life, it changed the life of the entire nation. So I'm reading a very familiar story from 1 Samuel chapter 1. There was a man named Elkanah who lived in Ramah. Elkanah had two wives. That's the first problem. He had two wives, Hannah and Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah did not. Each year, Elkanah would travel to Shiloh to worship and sacrifice to the Lord at the tabernacle. The priests of the Lord at that time were the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas. On the days Elkanah presented his sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to Peninnah and each of her children. And though he loved Hannah, he would give her only one choice portion because the Lord had given her no children. So Peninnah would taunt Hannah and make fun of her because the Lord had kept her from having children. Year after year, it was the same. Peninnah would taunt Hannah as they went to the tabernacle. Each time, Hannah would be reduced to tears and would not even eat. Now here comes the husband. Why are you crying, Hannah? Why aren't you eating? Why be downhearted? Just because you have this little itsy bitsy problem. You have no children. After all, you have me. Isn't that better than having 10 sons? Oh my. But look at verse 9. Once, after a sacrificial meal at Shiloh, Hannah got up and went to pray. There you go, girl, pray. Eli the priest was sitting at his customary place beside the entrance of the tabernacle. Hannah was in deep anguish, crying bitterly as she prayed to the Lord. And she made this vow, O Lord of heaven, if you will look upon my sorrow and answer my prayer and give me a son, then I will give him back to you. He will be yours for his entire lifetime. And as a sign that he has been dedicated to the Lord, his hair will never be cut. As she was praying to the Lord, Eli watched her. Seeing her lips moving but hearing no sound, he thought she had been drinking. Imagine that. Must you come here drunk? He demanded. Throw away your wine. Oh, no, sir. I haven't been drinking wine or anything stronger. But I am very discouraged. And I was pouring out my heart to the Lord. Do not think I am a wicked woman, for I have been praying out of great anguish and sorrow. In that case, Eli said, go in peace. May the Lord God of Israel grant the request you have asked of him. Oh, thank you, sir, she exclaimed. Then she went back, and look at the difference. She began to eat again, and she was no longer sad. Wow. The entire family got up early the next morning and went to worship the Lord once more. Then they returned home to Ramah. When Elkanah slept with Hannah, the Lord remembered her plea, and in due time, she gave birth to a son, and she named him Samuel, for she said, I asked the Lord for him. The next year, Elkanah and his family went on their annual trip to offer a sacrifice to the Lord and to keep his vow. But Hannah did not go. She told her husband, wait until the boy is weaned. Then I will take him to the tabernacle and leave him there with the Lord permanently. Wow. Whatever you think is best, Elkanah agreed. Stay here now and may the Lord help you to keep your promise. So she stayed home and nursed the boy until he was weaned. When the child was weaned, Hannah took him to the tabernacle in Shiloh. They brought along a 3-year-old bull for the sacrifice and a basket of flour and some wine. After sacrificing the bull, they brought the boy to Eli. Sir, do you remember me? Hannah asked. I am the very woman who stood here several years ago praying to the Lord. I asked the Lord to give me this boy, and he has granted my request. Now I am giving him to the Lord, and he will belong to the Lord his entire life. And they worship the Lord there. Wow, what an amazing, amazing story. But look at how the story begins. It begins basically tragically. This woman, Hannah, is barren. And for women in Bible times, not being able to have children was considered to be a curse. After all, that was her purpose. From Genesis chapter 1, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And then in Psalms 127, we hear these words, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. Children born to a young man are like an arrow in the warrior's hands. How joyful is the man whose quiver is full of them. He will not be put to shame when he confronts his accusers at the city gates. So, Hannah was barren, unable to fulfill her purpose, and Elkanah apparently was not too very happy. So, even though Elkanah said that he loved Hannah and told her so, but when he found out that she could not have children, what did he do? He married another woman. Shame on you, Elkanah. If you really loved Hannah, why would you destroy the peace of your home by marrying another woman in order to have children? How do you think that makes Hannah feel? She already feels badly that she can't have any children. Now she feels even worse because she feels rejected by the one who says he loves her by going out and getting another wife. So I know you are asking, all right then, well, what should Elkanah have done since Hannah is barren? Well, the answer is simple. Pray for resurrection power. After all, Elkanah had some examples in the persons of Isaac as well as Manoah. Let's look at Isaac first. Isaac married a beautiful woman, Rebekah, but he found out that she was barren. And what did Isaac do? Well, let's read about it in Genesis 25, starting at verse 20. When Isaac was 40 years old, he married Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel the Aramean from Padan Aram. Isaac pleaded with the Lord on behalf of his wife because she was unable to have children. There it is. Isaac prayed to the Lord in order for Rebekah to have children. And it says the Lord answered Isaac's prayer and Rebekah became pregnant with twins. Now we have to pause here for a moment, because when we read the text, it appears that Isaac prayed for resurrection power today and Rebekah conceived the next day. But that was not the case. Let's keep reading to find out how long it took to receive the answer to his prayer. But the two children struggled with each other in her womb. So she, Rebekah, now prayed to the Lord to ask him about it. Why is this happening? The Lord told her, the sons in your womb will become two nations. From the very beginning, the two nations will be rivals. One nation will be stronger than the other, and your older son will serve the younger son. And when the time came to give birth, Rebekah discovered that she did indeed have twins. The first one was very red at birth and covered with thick hair like a fur coat. So she named him Esau. Then the other twin was born with his hand grasping Esau's heel. So they named him Jacob. And this is what the text says. Isaac was 60 years old when the twins were born. Did you get it? Isaac was 40 years when he married Rebekah. He was 60 years old when his twins were born. That means that he prayed in faith for 20 years in order to see the manifestation of resurrection power in his life. The question is, how long have you been praying for resurrection power? A year? 5 years? 10 years? Well, however long it has been, I am here to encourage you. Do not give up. God's got you. A delay does not mean that it is a denial. Resurrection power is on its way. You see, that's what Elkanah should have done. He should have prayed and waited on the Lord for the resurrection power to be manifested in his life. But like Abraham and Sarah, he did not wait. And as a result, both Abraham and Sarah suffered, and Elkanah and his happy home, his once happy home, suffered as a result of his decision not to wait, and instead of waiting, to take matters into his own hands. Then we also saw the story of Manoah and his wife. They were also barren, but they prayed to the Lord. And we don't know how long they prayed before the answer came, but the answer came when an angel of the Lord showed up to Manoah's wife and told her that she would have a son, a special son, and that this son would be a Nazarite, a lifelong Nazarite from his birth, and that his hair was never to be cut. And if you notice with Hannah, when she prayed, she also prayed that she would dedicate her son and that he too would be a lifelong Nazarite and his hair would never be cut. Well, our call to action is to remember the stories of these two women. Manoah's wife, who prayed for resurrection power, and Hannah, who prayed for resurrection power. And in both cases, resurrection power was manifested in their lives. So our call to action is to remember and to repeat Isaiah 40. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So I pray that you will be strengthened and encouraged to wait on the Lord on today and be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And when you do, you will have a marvelous Monday. Peace and blessings rest upon you richly. Shalom.